Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living with faith and taking a look throughout each weekday morning in our devotion and prayer time about a different aspect of quality of the faith that we ought to be living with, the faith that God has planted in our life and He causes to grow by His Spirit. And so today we're going to focus in on living with a saving faith. James writes and says, suppose you have faith without deeds, without doing anything, without works, can such faith save you? And it gets drawn into the old debate about what's required. And the other side of that equation, so to speak, is often the verse we're going to look at today. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." This saving faith is a gift of God. But it's a saving faith which is active. It's doing something about what you believe. It's very simple to claim belief in almost anything. But do you trust it? You see, Jesus says there will be many on the last day who says, "Lord, Lord, did we not do this in your name and did we not do that in your name?" There was a faith of some kind, a belief that they were pleasing God, but it says Jesus will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And so there has to be a little bit more. We read recognize that faith itself is the substance of things not seen. It's required to please God. And in that requirement, there's an expectation that we want to please God. Talk about the transition from childhood to adolescence to adulthood. Early childhood, as many children, you please your parents because of their love for you. You adore them. You want them to be pleased. Oftentimes through adolescence, you aren't quite so sure. You tend to please them because you want to avoid any negative consequences that disobedience might bring. As you mature into an adult, the pleasing them is born out of love and not fear. I think many times when we come to God, we want to believe, we want to claim a faith, but we still want to do things our way. And the problem with that is, in essence, it says we don't believe. Because God says, unless we repent, we change our mind, our thoughts, our ways, we will not enter the kingdom of God. And so faith which saves us is a faith which believes and we allow God to do the work of change in our life. There are times people will have this conversation with me and with others regarding baptism. and somehow claiming it's a work of ours, and so it's not necessary. The Bible says that it's by faith and not by works, lest anyone should boast. The difficulty is they often miss the fact that there really isn't anything that we're doing in a baptism. It's the things that God is doing. He's doing a circumcision of the heart, the Bible says. We're being buried. I don't know too many funerals that I've been to that the person being buried has participated other than being present. But we're also being risen to life, and that definitely isn't anything of our doing. But it's by faith we believe when God says to the crowds through the Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost that your response to the gospel of Jesus ought to be you repent and be immersed, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. A saving faith says, I believe what God says, and so I'm going to do it. Not that the doing it earns me the result. The doing it is because I believe God. And it doesn't just apply to the process of salvation. It applies to the way we live life day in and day out. I pray for governing authorities because I have a faith in God that says that's what works. I honor my father and mother because I have a faith in God that says that's what I ought to do. That's what works. I treat people with love and mercy and compassion because my faith says that's what God desires to produce in me. This saving faith is a faith that does stuff. It follows through on the commands and instructions and teachings of Jesus. Part of the Great Commission was to make disciples of all nations, to baptize them, but it was also to teach them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. And if I'm not willing to learn and to practice the things that Jesus commanded, the things that he taught, do I really believe he's who he says he is? Imagine showing up to a new workplace. You've just been hired in and you're excited about this job. And an individual comes up and introduces themselves and says, "Hello, I'm your boss. Here's what I want you to do today." Now, if you have faith that this individual is accurately representing themselves as your boss, I'm guessing you'll do the things that you've been instructed to do. You could decide that this is some kind of prank. This really can't be the boss. It's not who you expected. It's not the way you thought you would be introduced. And you may politely smile and go about to your workplace, station, and just choose to do whatever it is you want to do until the real boss would make themselves known. When that real boss that already introduced themselves to you discovers you're not doing the things that you were asked to do, you may not be an employee there very long. You see, faith in God is not all that difficult to hear. It's much more difficult to put into practice. Because we often want things differently. We want our God to look differently. We want Him to be more like us rather than us to be more like Him. And we want to be comfortable. But when we take and acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, we say He's the one that saved us and He's also the one in charge. And if I believe that, if I have faith that that's true, then I better act like He's in charge. Otherwise, my faith may not be faith at all. It may be just words. And it's not that we do it perfectly, and it's not that our obedience is 100% right off the bat. But we grow, and we develop, and we mature, and we become more eager to understand the will of God and to do it. Because we want to. And this faith which is put into action is a faith which saves. Not by our works, but by our obedience to the work of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us the things that we need in order to come to You by faith and be saved. And we discover in Your Word that a saving faith is one that not only believes intellectually, but believes practically. And our response indicates a belief. And so our desire is to be obedient, to do the things that Your Word teaches, that we learn from the example of Jesus, to allow the Spirit to fill us and produce fruit of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, and that they would be multiplied. And this faith would produce a submissive spirit that's not arguing about why I ought to do this or that, but I'm doing it because Your Word says to do it. And that faith trusts that You're doing the work that I can't do. You're cleansing me from all unrighteousness. You're preparing me to be more like Christ. You're equipping me for that eternal home. Just as Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, He's left His Spirit to prepare us for that place. And so, God, today, help us to increase our faith. And Father, may that increase be a saving faith. And may we share that saving faith and the news of a saving faith with all that we can. As we lift up Jesus today, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.